This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Forget Starbucks. I wonder how many Americans live within 5 miles of a Dollar General store. Think about that as we tell you that the government is considering using Dollar Generals to give COVID shots to boost vaccine access to vulnerable populations. By the way, the answer is 75% of those of us in the U.S. live 5 miles from a Dollar General. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more.
There are 17,000-plus Dollar General stores around the country, more than Starbucks, and they're spread far and wide, and that's good for vaccinating people. Here's CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky at a panel discussion last month.
We're exploring a promising collaboration with Dollar General stores, which have locations within 10 or 15 miles of our rural communities in all but 4 states.
Dollar General has nearly doubled its stores in the last decade, filling in gaps where there are no big box stores.
Dollar General describes their model as we go where other people ain't.
Yale economist Judy Chevalier says dollar stores are criticized for pushing out independent local grocers. But for COVID shots?
The fact that they're built out so extensively in low-income neighborhoods is precisely what makes them valuable for giving people convenient access to vaccines.
In a new paper, she finds that 60% of low-income Americans would live within a mile of a COVID vaccine if Dollar General participated. But there would be rural challenges, like finding health professionals to give shots, says Joni Perkins, an executive at North Sunflower Medical Center in Ruleville, Mississippi.
You've got a healthcare professional staffing issue, the HIPAA privacy issues. They've got to have good broadband internet connectivity because those all have to be reported through the state level registries.
And then there's vaccine hesitancy. Liz Hamill, who directs public opinion surveys at the Kaiser Family Foundation, says more rural respondents say they would definitely decline a vaccine than others.
That's 20% in rural areas compared to closer to 10% in urban and suburban areas. But that still leaves about 80% who either want to get it right away or are at least somewhat open.
We asked the CDC for an update on a potential partnership with Dollar General. They didn't get back to us before deadline. Dollar General said in a statement that specific details about a federal vaccine collaboration will be provided once finalized. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.